From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Security Council president condemns a North Korean launch.
The members of the Security Council strongly condemn this launch.
The council adopted a statement condemning the North's launch of a long-range rocket. The announcement came at the end of an emergency session Sunday. Here is U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power.
Pyongyang claims it launched what it called a peaceful Earth observation satellite. But nobody is fooled. So-called space launch vehicles are the same technology as ballistic missiles, which are expressly prohibited by multiple Security Council resolutions.
The rocket was launched Sunday morning. The Obama administration and U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter North Korea's nuclear program and military ambitions. South Korea and the U.S. will formally discuss deploying a missile defense system known as THAAD. According to the U.S. Missile Defense Agency, the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense System has a truck-mounted launcher that can fire interceptors that destroy ballistic missiles. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Dalo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and is still at large. The mid-air blast just after takeoff blew a hole in the aircraft and forced the pilot to make an emergency return landing in Mogadishu. The suspected bomber was identified as a man whose body blew out of the hole created by the explosion. This is VOA News.